Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Money has long been a gender-specific area. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Today's women of all economic circumstances must learn the art of negotiating the best possible use of what money they have. Women need to focus on building their money confidence, and in so doing, we'll be better able to make our money grow for us in the future. Now, when it comes to money, women have unique needs in three areas: investment planning, retirement, and business ownership. We have lower salaries, longer lifespans, and fewer pensions. Those facts add up to the need for a financial plan and action. And since we have a longer life expectancy, we need to seek a more balanced portfolio. Money is power, and women must become equal to the task of managing it. Nearly 20 years ago, I divorced and assumed all family debt in order to keep order in the timely and fragile area known as personal credit. The job of reconstructing both emotionally and financially was enormous. The dollar reserves were small. I'd made a lot of money and lived as many baby boomers did, with confidence that there was more coming from where it had always come. My earning ability, which in my first marriage had primarily supported the family. My financial knowledge background at that time was modest, but my financial future needs were totally dependent on me figuring out how to do what needed to be done in a short amount of time. I am a boomer and I am a journalist. I observe lifestyles and trends through the collective memories and emotional landmarks of those born between 1946 and 1964. I'm part of this huge demographic of some 79 million boomers. Our parents are living longer and we're thankful, but the plans and resources they put in place years ago for their financial future often don't provide enough to meet the recalculated needs of today. Now, what do we do? I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.